Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala khatemin nebiyyin. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The glorious honor of the companions and the blessed household. Dua of Attar. O Allah Kareem, grant abundant blessings of the companions and the Ahli Bayt to whosoever reads or hears this booklet, Shani Sahaba wa Ahli Bayt, and forgive him along with his parents and family without reckoning. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The virtue of Darude Pak. Statement of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu anhu. Every person's supplication remains veiled until he recites Durude Pak upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and upon his household. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The eminence of the first caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma that we were present in the noble company of the radiant Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He declared, at this very moment, a person shall appear before you of whom Allah has not created anyone greater or more exalted after me, and whose intercession shall be akin to the intercession of the noble Prophet alayhi wassalatu wassalam. We were still present when Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu appeared. The master of the universe sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam rose. I stood up, embraced Sayyiduna Siddiq radiyallahu anhu and held him close. Three prophetic statements in honor of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq corresponding to the three letters of Jannat, i.e. paradise. Number one. O Abu Bakr, you shall be the first person of my ummah to enter paradise. Number two. O Abu Bakr, you are Allah's freed one from the fire. Number three. Love for Abu Bakr and gratitude towards him is obligatory upon my entire ummah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The eminence of Siddiq Akbar in the words of Mawla Ali. On one occasion, the fourth caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Mawla-i Kainat, Mawla Ali Sheri Khuda radiyallahu anhu, was asked to describe the character of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Mawla Ali replied, he is the one Allah placed the name Siddiq through the tongue of Jibreel al-Amin and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He was the caliph of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam chose him to lead our religion in prayer, and so we chose him for our worldly affairs too. He was then asked about Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhu replied, he is the one whose name Allah bestowed as Farooq. He distinguished truth from falsehood. I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam supplicating, O Allah, honor Islam through Umar ibn al-Khattab. He was then asked about Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, Shayri Khuda radiyallahu anhu replied, he is the one who is called Dhun-Nurain, i.e. the possessor of two lights in the heavenly realm. He was the husband of two daughters of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam guaranteed him a home in paradise. May the mercy of Allah be upon these four companions, and through their intercession may our sins be forgiven without reckoning. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad. A brief introduction to the second caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Hazrat Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu anhu. The second caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu anhu, his kunya is Abu Hafs and his title is Farooq al-Azam. His acceptance of Islam brought immense joy to the Muslims and granted them a tremendous source of support, to such an extent that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, together with the Muslims, offered prayer openly in the Haram of Kaaba. With Sayyiduna Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu anhu's acceptance of faith, the backbone of the disbelievers was broken. His awe was immense. The beloved of Rahman sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam declared, "I entered paradise and saw a palace therein. I asked, 'Whose palace is this?' An angel replied, 'It belongs to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.' I wished to enter and look inside, but, 'O Umar, I recalled your sense of honor, ay ghaira.' Upon hearing this, Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu said, 'O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Could I ever feel a sense of honor before you?'" Three prophetic statements in honor of Sayyiduna Umar Farooq al-Azam radiyallahu anhu. Number one, "Ma tala'ati shamsu ala rajulin khayrin min Umar," meaning, "The sun has never risen upon a man better than Umar radiyallahu anhu." Number two, "Inna Allaha ja'ala al-haqq 'ala lisani 'Umar wa qalbi," meaning, "Allah has placed the truth upon the tongue and in the heart of Umar radiyallahu anhu." Number three, "All the angels of the heavens honor Umar radiyallahu anhu, and every devil on earth trembles in fear of him." Sallu 'ala al-habib sallallahu 'ala Muhammad. A brief introduction to the third caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Hazrat Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu. O lovers of the companions and the Ahlul Bayt, Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu is the third caliph of the Muslims. His kunya is Abu Amr and his title is Jami al-Qur'an, i.e. the compiler of the Qur'an. He is also known by the famous title Dhun-Nurayn, i.e. possessor of two lights. For the radiant Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is the light of Allah, gave his two daughters one after another in marriage to Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu. When the first princess passed away, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave him the second in marriage. My master, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi, versified this hadith in his poetry as follows: Noor ki sarkar se paya do shala noor ka, ho mubarak tumko zun noorain jora noor ka. Two prophetic statements in honor of Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu. Number one, generosity is a tree of paradise and Uthman is one of its branches. Number two, every prophet has a companion and my companion in paradise is Uthman. Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayh explains the meaning of this blessed hadith as follows: My special companion will be Sayyiduna Uthman. Otherwise, many other fortunate individuals will also be companions in a general sense. As some narrations mention that Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhuma will be my special friends as well. Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu is amongst the people of paradise. Once a person came to the presence of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam shook his hand in greeting and did not realize it until the man himself withdrew. The man then asked, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how is Hazrat Uthman? He replied, he is one of the people of paradise. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. An introduction to the fourth caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu. The fourth caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Shayri Khuda radiyallahu anhu. His kunyas are Abu al-Hasan and Abu Turab. His mother named him Haydar after her own father, whilst his father named him Ali. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, bestowed upon him the title Asadullah, i.e. Lion of Allah. In addition, Murtada, i.e. the chosen or selected. Karrar, i.e. one who charges and charges again. Shayri Khuda, i.e. Lion of Allah. And Mawla Mushkil Kusha are his famous titles. The eminence of Mawla Ali radiyallahu anhu. Statement of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ana madinatul ilmi wa aliyun babuha. Meaning, I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its gate. The beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, to gaze upon Ali al-Murtada is an act of worship. The beloved and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, I am the city of knowledge, Abu Bakr is its foundation, Umar is its walls, Uthman is its roof, and Ali is its gate. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The eminence of Sayyidatuna Bibi Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha. Statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Fatima is a piece of me. Whoever displeases her displeases me. Statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. She, I, my daughter, was named Fatima because Allah freed her and her muhibbin, i.e. those who love her, from the fire. Statement of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Your, i.e. Sayyidatuna Bibi Fatima radiyallahu anhuma's displeasure brings about the displeasure of Allah, and your contentment brings about the pleasure of Allah. Slogans in honor of Khatune Jannat radiyallahu anha. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dukhtare Mustafa, Sayyida Fatima. Zawjae Murtada, Sayyida Fatima. Saliha Parasa, Sayyida Fatima. Mutlakan Bahaya, Sayyida Fatima. Sayyida Zahira, Sayyida Fatima. Tayyiba Tahira, Sayyida Fatima. Abida Zahida, Sayyida Fatima. Sabira Shakira, Sayyida Fatima. Sajida Saima, Sayyida Fatima. Arifa Adila, Sayyida Fatima. Alima Amila, Sayyida Fatima. Aqila Asima Sayyida Fatima. Khuld me Dakhila Sayyida Fatima. Do Khuda Sedila Sayyida Fatima. Ho Karam Ho Ata Sayyida Fatima. The eminence of the grandson of the Prophet Sayyiduna Hazrat Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. The sovereign of Medina sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was gracing the pulpit whilst Imam Hassan ibn Ali radiyallahu anhuma was seated beside him. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would turn his attention to the people and at times glance at Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. He declared, this son of mine is a Sayyid, i.e. a chief. Through him, Allah shall make peace between two great factions of the Muslims. May the mercy of Allah be upon him, and through his intercession, may our sins be forgiven without reckoning. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Slogans in honor of the grandson of the Prophet, Sayyiduna Hazrat Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu. Sahibul Ittika, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Sayyidul Askhiya, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Nawasa-e Mustafa, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Farzande Murtaza, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Noor-e-Ain-e Fatima, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Dilbande Murtaza, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Khayfe Kibriya, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Saliho Parsa, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Ba Khuda Ba Safa, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Bil Yaqeen Ba Wafa, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Jannati Beshuba, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Ba Amal Beriya, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Dilbaro Dilruba, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Rahbaro Rahnuma, hey Hassan Mujtaba, Sayyado Ke Peshawa, hey Hassan Mujtaba, hey Shaheed Ba Wafa, Hey Hassan Mujtaba, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Four prophetic statements on the virtues of Imam Hussein corresponding to the four letters of Hussein. Number one, Hussein radiyallahu anhu is from me and I am from Hussein radiyallahu anhu. Allah loves the one who loves Hussein radiyallahu anhu. Number two, whoever loved Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma has loved me, and whoever bore enmity towards them has borne enmity towards me. Number three, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma are my two flowers in this world. Number four, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma are the chiefs of the youth of paradise, radiance emanating from the blessed countenance. Hazrat Allama Jami Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, the distinction of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was such that when he sat in darkness, rays of light would emanate from his blessed forehead and both his sacred cheeks, and the surroundings would become illuminated. The well water overflowed. When Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu departed from Medina al-Munawwara towards Makkah al-Mukarrama, he encountered Sayyiduna Ibn Muti rahmatullahi alayhi along the way. He submitted, "There is very little water in my well. Please bless it with a prayer of barakah." Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu requested a bucket of water from the well. When it was brought forth, he placed his blessed lips to it, drank from it, and then rinsed his mouth. He then cast the bucket back into the well, whereupon the water increased considerably and became sweeter and more refreshing than before. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Pouches of gold coins. A man once came to Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and complained of his poverty. He said, "Wait a little." Shortly thereafter, five pouches, each containing 1,000 dinars, i.e. gold coins, were presented to Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu on behalf of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu handed the entire sum to the poor man and, despite his generosity, even apologized for the delay. It is narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari that Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu said regarding Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu that he bore the greatest resemblance to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. However, this statement of Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu was made after the martyrdom of Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu. The meaning is, both princes resemble their blessed grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam most of all compared to other individuals, and between the two, Imam Hassan Mujtaba resembled him more than Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma. Once Imam Hassan passed away, Imam Hussein became absolutely the greatest in resemblance. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi narrated from Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu, who said, Hassan resembled the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from the head to the chest, while Hussein resembled him from below that to the feet. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Son of the exalted Imam, Sayyiduna Hazrat Ali Akbar rahmatullahi alayhi, the grandson of the Prophet and exalted Imam. Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu had three sons whose names were all Ali. Ali Akbar, Ali Awsat, and Ali Asghar. Ali Awsat is Imam Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi. Ali Akbar and Ali Asghar rahmatullahi alayhima were both martyred at Karbala. Hazrat Ali Akbar rahmatullahi alayhi was martyred on the plain of Karbala at the age of 18. Hazrat Imam Ali Akbar rahmatullahi alayhi bore a likeness to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Some individuals who resemble the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Apart from both princes, i.e. number one Imam Hassan Mujtaba and number two Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, certain other noble individuals also bore a resemblance to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number three, Jafar ibn Abi Talib and his son. Number four, Abdullah ibn Jafir. Number five, Khutham ibn Abbas. Number six, Abu Sufyan ibn al-Harith ibn Abdul Muttalib. Number seven, Muslim ibn Aqil ibn Abi Talib. Number eight, Saib, the ancestor of Imam al-Shafi'i. Number nine, Abdullah ibn Amir ibn Qurayz. Number ten, Qabis ibn Rabia ibn Adi. Number 11, Muslim ibn Mu'attib ibn Abi Lahab. Number 12, Abdullah ibn al-Harith ibn Nawfal ibn al-Harith ibn Abdul Muttalib. Number 13, Ali ibn Ali ibn al-Nijad ibn Rifa'a. Number 14, Ibrahim ibn Abdullah ibn Hassan ibn Hassan ibn Ali. Number 15, Yahya ibn Qasim ibn Jafar ibn Muhammad ibn Ali ibn Hussein ibn Ali. Number 16, Abdullah ibn Abi Talha al-Khulani. In addition, number 17, Hazrat Imam Mahdi radiyallahu anhu shall also resemble the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Furthermore, number 18, Sayyidatuna Bibi Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha also resembled her honored father. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, 11 of these individuals are from Banu Hashim, making a total of 18 individuals. May the mercy of Allah be upon all of them, and through their intercession, may our sins be forgiven without reckoning. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Son of the exalted Imam Sayyiduna Hazrat Ali Awsat rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Zain al-Abidin, the second son of the grandson of the Prophet and exalted Imam, Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, is named Ali Awsat, widely known as Imam Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi alayh. He was not martyred on the plain of Karbala, for he was ill at the time, and he lived for many years after the event of Karbala. He is an exalted tabi'i and narrated a hadith from several companions radiyallahu anhuma. May the mercy of Allah be upon him, and through his intercession, may our sins be forgiven without reckoning. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. son of the exalted Imam Sayyiduna Hazrat Ali Asghar Rahmatullahi Alayh, the third son of the grandson of the Prophet Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, is named Ali Asghar Rahmatullahi Alayh. He came to the plain of Karbala with his father Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. When the devoted young men of the pure Ahlul Bayt sacrificed their lives one by one for Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, the Imam was left alone. He entered the tent and brought his youngest son, widely known as Ali Asghar, onto the battlefield. A wretched man shot an arrow and he was martyred in the very lap of his father. The Imam radiyallahu anhu let his blood fall upon the earth and supplicated, "O Allah, if you have withheld heavenly aid from us, then grant us a good end and take retribution from these oppressors. May the mercy of Allah be upon Imam Ali Asghar rahmatullahi alayh, and through his intercession, may our sins be forgiven without reckoning. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." The wife of the exalted Imam, Sayyidatuna Bibi Shahr Banu rahmatullahi alayha, one of the honored wives of the exalted Imam, the cherished of Batul, Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, is Bibi Shahr Banu. She was a princess of Iran. The second caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu, conducted her nikah with Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. The reason for the name Shahr Banu. When the fourth caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza Shiri Khuda radiyallahu anhu, came to congratulate both of them following his son Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu's blessed nikah, he asked, "What is her name?" It was replied, "Kayha Banu." He asked, "And what does that mean?" It was replied, "Sayyidud Dunya wal Akhirah," i.e. the leader of this world and the hereafter. He radiyallahu anhu replied, "Sayyidatu dunya wal akhirati Fatimatu bintu Rasulillahi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam," meaning, "The leader of this world and the hereafter is Fatima, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." He then changed her name to Sayyidatul Baladati, meaning Shahr Banu, and she became known by this name. It was from Bibi Shahr Banu rahmatullahi alayha that Imam Zain al-Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi was born. Her blessed grave is in Tehran, Iran. May the mercy of Allah be upon her, and through her intercession, may our sins be forgiven without reckoning. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidatuna Bibi Sakina rahmatullahi alayha, daughter of the exalted Imam Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, one of the daughters of the grandson of the Prophet and exalted Imam Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, is named Sakina rahmatullahi alayha. She came to Karbala with her father Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu at the age of 7. She lived for a considerable period after the event of Karbala. May the mercy of Allah be upon her, and through her intercession, may our sins be forgiven without reckoning. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.